Third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
We have reached out about our AV issues, so we are actively trying to solve them. But welcome back to Smell You Later.
Welcome.
Thanks for joining us again.
Yes. I was going to say last of the year, and then I'm like, that's false.
it's only December 3rd.
It is only December 3rd.
It's fine.
Wow, it's already December. What the heck?
Can we not go down this road?
I'm not going to do it.
I was in the shower today where I do all my best thinking, as you know. And I was just like, it is really the end of the year. It is fully the end of 2023. How'd that happen?
I don't know, but sure, I guess. That's like my attitude about this year. I'm like, sure, I guess.
It's your attitude about everything.
I know. It served me well.
It does.
You were in the Art Basel this week. Am I saying that right?
Art Basel. I was in Miami all week. I just got back to this shitty weather.
Dude, it's so shitty today. But it's warm. It was like really fucking cold this week, but it's actually warm today.
Yeah, it's nice today. I was in Miami for Art Basel, where it was 85 and sunny all
week.
Look
at you.
I was right on the beach.
She's jet setting.
I'm an art critic now. If you don't know, Art Basel is like the...
Yeah, what is it?
So...
Is it like their fashion week?
It's a very stunty event, I will say that. But it's what it is specifically is a week-long art fair in Miami, with where all of the... It's like the biggest thing in the U.S. And then the only... I think like... I'm probably wrong about this, but there's one in Switzerland and one in the U.S. And the Switzerland one is bigger, but Basel is the biggest one that we have in the U.S. And it's really called Miami Design Week. But Basel is the biggest thing, so we call it... Anyway.
Is that the one where they had the banana taped to the wall?
Probably.
Like last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But yeah, all the designers come and just like show their newest shit. Yeah. I had the opportunity to fly down there and cover a few things, so I took it.
Nice.
But I also, because I've always wanted to go, but like I don't really have a reason to go, and I'm not going to spend a grand a night on a hotel
because
I'm not a fucking clown. But I also worked the entire time for Equinox too, so I was sort of like doing double duty.
On the clock.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, it was fantastic. It was a really, really lovely week. I saw a ton of great shit. And stayed in this like beautiful all pink hotel.
I saw that.
Which is amazing. It was like that purely coincidence.
What hotel was that?
It's called the Esme. It's right on Miami Beach. It's just gorgeous.
Miami is great.
Yeah.
I have like only good romantic memories from there because that's like the one place I'd go to like with a boyfriend for like a little weekend getaway.
Right.
Because it's like close enough to New York and cheap enough to kind of do a long weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and as much of a sort of like, what am I trying to say, like douchebag summit as Art Basel can be, because it's a lot of like art and tech. There's a lot of like NFT situations going on, a lot of like blockchain, whatever the fuck that is. For me, from my experience, it is like what you make it. So I you know, I worked all day from beautiful locations. I was in my hotel lobby era, but you know, at night,
did it have a scent?
A lot of them had really nice scents. I went to a couple fragrance things, a couple beauty things. I cover this exclusive for Lamborghini, which comes out next week. I'm really excited about.
Like a car.
They're putting out an off-roader. And
what does that mean,
a Lamborghini to go off-road?
Where, in water?
No, like
a water movement
on dirt. So they gave me, I did this walkthrough with their head of design and saw like the new car. It was very cool. And then I covered the Madonna is putting out the sex book again for the 30th anniversary. So and it's in partnership with YSL, or Saint Laurent rather. So I covered that.
Cool.
Saw the exhibit. Oh, I'm sorry, not to sound like that old gay who's like Madonna, but the girls aren't doing it like she was. I'm sorry. Like, you're on TikTok because your label won't let you put a song out. Talk to me when you're sucking and fucking at a coffee table book.
Whoa.
In 1992. Ugh. Like, it was, like, I've seen it before. We've all seen the sex book. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I walked, the exhibit was on the beach. And like literally on the sand, it was this structure that was metal, like the cover of the book was. And I went after my last meeting on Thursday night, just went alone, got in. And I was just like looking at these big ass portraits of her, you know, doing whatever she's doing. And I was like, this was fully 1992 and no one's done anything this cool since.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it's not about like the sex of it all.
Yeah.
Because it is like really beautiful and it was like very political and like artistic and provocative in ways that like made you like think. It was, everything was like saying something. It wasn't just like, here's my tits. But that was me. But, God, I was like, you really did invent all of this shit. Like, you are the blueprint. Every time you see Rihanna's nipples, you have to say thank you to Madonna. You know what I mean? Like, I know that all, but I walked out of there and be like, fuck.
I was talking, I forget who I was talking to this past week about how nobody does shit like that anymore because the reasons are completely different. Mm-hmm. Like everything now is like performative, or like there's like a metric involved that you need to hit.
Exactly.
And like before, I don't know where those photos were taken, but there was probably like an implicit knowledge of like this stays here. Or like, you know, you only had, there was no digital photography back then. You could only
see it in the book.
So you could only see it in the book. You could only see it in the flesh if you were there.
It sold 150,000 copies on its first day.
I could see, yeah.
A book.
Well, it's sex, so.
And Madonna. And
it's a famous naked person. Like, of course it's going to sell.
Yeah.
But like back then, it's like you weren't doing it for attention necessarily.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I guess the other side of that coin is Madonna did everything for attention, but it worked, you know?
True.
You are right, though. I was on the way here and I was thinking, like, it is sort of unfair to be like Ava Max isn't doing it like Madonna was because it's like it's 30 years.
There's so much more to think about
in the context. It's completely different.
Your success is reliant on all these other metrics
Like
what the fucking comment section thinks. So I get it, but also I don't know, you know, every era there's like a rebellious faction that defines art and defines culture or subculture. And like, what is that now?
I don't know,
and I don't know what that is, and I'm like, where will it come from?
Anyway, Miami was great.
Oh, I want to go back to Miami.
Oh my God, I'm in so much pain.
Oh no.
I'm in my injury era.
I'm in my ouch era.
Oh, I can't move my head, my gigantic head. Sorry, I'm cutting that out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh no, anyway. Do you need painkillers?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, do you want ibuprofen? Okay.
I haven't taken anything. Listener, I'm sorry I'm being a little baby about this. I don't know what I have done to my perfect body, but thank you. I my neck's been hurting for 3 days and it's getting worse. So anyway,
I was like, I hope you don't have meningitis.
Well, I don't know what that means, so I can't have it. How was your week?
It was very chill. Good. Very fast. I didn't do a lot. I actually just filed a bunch of invoices. I'm like, cool,
love to get paid
now when money cool. I always forget that like you have to wait like 30 days to get money.
Oh, I know.
After a thing. Some places actually do pay like at the end of the week or like 2 weeks, but like, I don't know. I did this one sponsored piece for M-Face. And
who was that for again?
Harper's.
Okay.
And they were just like, the story's live. And I was like, I didn't give you any photos or like any things. I just gave them the text and expecting edits. And they're just like, it just went live.
You know what?
And they just used like that's the funny. Branded. It was amazing. Yeah. It was so, I was like, that's the easiest sponsored piece I've ever done.
Literal best case scenario.
Paid the most. Like, oh my God. And then I did all the four sessions. I don't think anything is different.
Really?
Well, actually, I don't know. Like there's like subtle differences. And then I saw a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in 2 weeks. And she was like, something's different about you. Your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, if you noticed it, then like, all right.
Love that.
And she was like, is it the snatching?
The snatching. I love that.
Yeah. I know. So she's very funny. But I was like, wow, people pay like $6,000 for this.
M-Face is $6,000 for all four sessions. Fuck me.
And it only lasts a year. Like, that's crazy to me. And wow. I told that to someone. I was like, it only lasts a year. And they were like, oh, that's good. And I was like,
isn't
that's not what I meant.
How long does Botox last?
Like 6 months.
I guess I would do M-Face over Botox because isn't it when you do, or is it filler? When you do a lot of cardio, it breaks it down.
Filler. That's okay. Filler.
Well,
metabolizes.
Really
look, yeah.
I'm not really looking for filler. So.
Yeah. I think Botox generally lasts about like 6 to 8 months,
okay.
Depending on how much you get. But like, I don't know. And again, I'm like, I'm not the candidate for this. I just literally did it because I needed a paycheck.
Yeah.
For once in my life. But I was like, damn, I can't believe this is $6,000.
Yeah.
But also like, it is very easy. Like you literally sit there for 20 minutes while these little like electromagnetic pads on your face just like squeeze your muscles.
That was me stomping around Miami Beach, just like looking around at like...
I'm sure you saw some work.
The hotels.
Yeah.
And the custom sports cars and all of the work that is
it's a body city,
and like the watches, sure. I'm like, so much money exists in the world.
I know,
that's crazy.
I forget that. Which is weird because like we live in a city with some of the richest people, but I just like don't go there.
It's a different sort of like flexing in New York is a different sort of flex.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, completely.
I don't know, anyway,
it's much more subtle. The metrics tell us that everyone really, really enjoyed our last two episodes.
I didn't even look at them.
Like, markedly more than other past episodes.
Well, shout out to people listening.
Yeah, I was like, I guess you really got, you guys really want to know what the best smells are. According to us, it's not like, I don't know.
Well, we are the authorities.
That's true. Somebody called me a scent expert the other day, and I was like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
Don't say that. That's
no, yeah, not a thing. I've been getting that too.
It's not a title.
And I'm like, thanks.
You're like, well, you have a podcast. I'm like, literally any yokel can have a podcast.
Yeah, like, I mean, I do think that we are like experts in our space to a point, but it's like, sure. We're not chemists or perfumers. You know what I mean? Like,
we're
every time someone, I would take like, I don't
enthusiast.
Fucking know.
Scent enthusiast.
I would take beauty expert. In
beauty
LA.
Expert.
Skincare aside, I don't want to.
Even then, that's that. Like very subjective.
But that's the thing. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Last time I'll bring up Miami. I was also thinking about this in the shower.
Okay.
In 2023. Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the year we're in? No, we're in 2022.
We're in 2022.
Cut that out. I'm gonna be stopping hard on myself about having so much fucking imposter syndrome mm-hmm. because I may not know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But stomping around Miami, none of these other bitches do
nobody
either.
Nobody knows what they're
you
doing.
You know what I mean?
Especially now, because there's so many new industries yes. that are so scrutinized yeah. and hyped, and no one knows what they're doing.
It's like, if I'm a fraud, then what are you bitches?
Yeah.
But, yeah, when people, because we've been getting quoted a lot lately.
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Thank you to love everyone it. Quoting us.
Hell yeah.
Very lucky and excited about that. But every time someone's like, you're an expert. I'm like, I have a podcast and I don't know. What is an expert?
Exactly. What is an expert you know, these days? Everything's misinformation, so who knows?
I was also listening to my favorite podcast, Las Culturistas, hosted by Bowen Yang, who's on SNL, another comedian. And the guest was one of the women from White Lotus.
Which one?
I don't know. Okay. Not Aubrey Plaza. But it was funny. They were all talking about how they all have this imposter syndrome about not being like classically trained.
Hmm. Oh, as an actor?
As an actor, I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And that sort of resonated with me because I also feel the same way, just about like maybe not specifically like any sort of training or whatever, but I'm like, well, I love you. Imposter syndrome is out in 2023.
Yeah. It's over.
Trend forecast.
What if there's like main character syndrome is the next one?
There's already main character syndrome.
That's true. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, I'm feeling like there's a little bit too much main character syndrome.
Oh my god, if I hear the one main character, you're not the main character, you're an accountant.
Well, like everybody's the main character in their own little head and their own little narrative, but at the same time, like, know that there's a boundary that doesn't extend to like you being the main character in other people's narratives, right. Which I like have had to remind people of lately. And I'm like, this is embarrassing. You're an adult.
I often remind myself in a way that's comforting. Like no one's looking at you.
Yes. You know that's what I mean? Very true.
I don't say it to myself in like a condescending way at all. It's like very comforting.
No, it's just very neutral. Okay. And like, I've like adopted that for the past few years. And it's like, it just takes the pressure off.
Totally.
Because like nobody gives a shit, especially now. I don't, like even my attention span is that of a goldfish. I'll walk into a room and be like, what did I need in here? Like all the time. Or like I'll like open an app or like I'll close an app and then immediately open it and be like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like what was I looking for in here? And so like nobody remembers shit. No. It's fine.
I'm trying to take myself away from my phone lately.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like very on my phone lately.
Yeah, I mean, I should caveat that with I am being very unsuccessful.
Yeah.
But I am trying.
Do you wake up with your phone?
Yeah, fucking in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I do too. And then I'll like languish in bed for like an hour. And then I'm like, what if I actually got out of bed when I woke up? Like, I'd probably have a lot more time in the day to do things.
Okay, wait. We're starting to cannibalize our episode because this is a question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it? Yes. Okay, so maybe we should just.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh, my God. I just got like. A cute little Hinge text. Okay.
Read aloud.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. I smell like a bell pink iris. It's, sorry. Oh.
Where is it?
On my wrist. No. Can you not smell it?
No, I can.
I can get the bottle if you can.
Do you have the full bottle? What does it look like? Don't get it. It's fine.
This is the oil.
Oh.
So it's a little oil vial.
Oh.
So I guess the oils do, any perfume oil will smell different than a Eau de Parfum spray, just because the vehicle is different.
Mm. Come on, vehicle.
And I have both. They sent me both. Luckily, I met the founder a couple of weeks ago. She's like the cutest little Kiwi. And also, was like, I don't know of any other fragrance brands from New Zealand. She's the only one. So I was like, cool. What is it like to be the only the only fragrance brand on the all island?
Yep.
But Pink Iris is obviously I love iris, so I was like, gimme. But it's a lot saltier than it is irisy, and to me it just smells like beachy skin after the ocean dries on your skin after you've gone swimming. But it doesn't smell like suntan lotion or anything like that. It's just kind of like skin salt and musk and a little hint of iris.
I wouldn't have got yeah. that until you said that, but now yeah. that you said that, I fully mm-hmm. get that on you.
Yeah.
I'm like fully just like inhaling sable right yeah. now.
But it this is like the perfect, in my opinion, actual skin scent because it has this salty quality to it that actually smells like skin, but in like a very quote-unquote aesthetic way. Mm-hmm. All of their fragrances have like a color and then a featured note. So it's like pink iris, and then the other one I like is a cobalt amber, cyan nori. This does smell similar a little bit to cyan nori, but
cyan nori that I thought was
I know. And what's crazy is like I didn't even clock that until you said it. I was like, how did I not see that? But but I don't know. Like they just do these. They do really good. These like marine, almost metallic. Mm. Salty, musky skin scents. They're so good at that.
That's really beautiful. It's all yeah. it's kind of sweet too.
It's a little sweet. Yeah, there's like that little hint of iris that is not overpowering at all. Mm-hmm. But it's very like, oh, I just smell like this. Like, yes.
Yeah.
This is just my natural smell.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring up skin scents because yeah. Sorry, I'm just like
come
wincing.
On, ibuprofen. Like, kick in, man. Get to work, girls.
Snort it. When I was at Basel, I was invited to a lunch with Frederick Mall and the Daily Front Row. Equinox, if you're listening, no, I wasn't. And they did this sort of like cute fragrance matching thing where you like took a quiz mm-hmm. and then they had all the fragrances there and they matched you. And
that is cute.
And they give you three options and ran you through them. The woman who was matching me, her name is Chrissy. She was incredible, knew like everything about everything. And it was funny though, because my choices were all over the place because I wear everything. But this really, really deep, spicy one she was telling me about, and it had musk in the name, MSUC. And
was it musk ravage?
Yes.
Or, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Ravageur.
Yes.
I don't know
what the exactly word. That
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's beautiful, but it's not. To me, it's not musky, mm-hmm. but she was like, you know, he is like the master of skin scents, blah blah blah. And I was like,
was it Frank Vogel?
This no, it was Frederick Malle.
Oh.
But I was like, this is like the antithesis of a skin scent to mm-hmm. me. Like, thank God,
because Frederick Malle calls out the perfumers on each.
Yes,
of their
yes, and that's yeah. what they were talking about. Like he himself is not a perfumer, but he spotlights them heavily.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. a skin scent can be whatever you want it
whatever
to be,
whatever goes on your skin,
and we love that.
I'm about it. Yeah.
Yes.
They were, I remember when I was talking to Abel's founder, Frances Schumacher, mm-hmm. she was saying that because like I was like, well, where do you guys like sell? Like, are you just direct to consumer? And she's like, we're direct to consumer. We're also in like a couple shops in like Australia mm-hmm. and New Zealand. And she was saying how like a lot of, it's mostly dudes who buy Pink Iris.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she was like, yeah, it's kind of nice because they're not turned off by like the word pink or iris. It's a flower. But like, they usually smell it before they know what it is mm. or what it's called. And they're like, oh, I really like that. I'm like, yeah, that is actually a very good neutral skin scent.
Yeah,
that's like
that
not overtly feminized.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to men.
Shout out to men. Here's a first. But I was like, I wouldn't hate it if a guy was wearing, like, I would.
No,
I would,
not
like,
at all.
Yeah.
If a guy, I don't give a fuck how it smelled. If he told me he was wearing pink iris, yes, I was yes, like, yes. I'm going home with you.
Yeah. He gets it.
I don't totally.
Tiny, what do you smell like today?
So this is not new by any means. Not that it needs to be on the show, whatever. But it's been sort of hiding in plain sight from me for as long as I've been a fan of this brand. Well, a former fan.
Ooh.
And
is that like Wendy Williams sound where she's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's been sort of like in my orbit lately. I've been really liking it, and now I'm wearing it. I'm wearing Black Saffron by Byredo.
Oh, ooh,
can
that's
you smell
a good
this?
One. Yeah,
it's yeah, it's like they call it a spicy amber, and I would disagree.
Wait,
it's,
let me.
Okay, can you smell
a little bit? It's faint.
Oh, here, wait, come here.
Oh yeah, okay. It's peppery.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm like just like stuffed Sable's face. In
I literally
shirt,
like stuck then, my head in yeah. the neck of his t-shirt.
It's like if you. So we
that's
are
really good.
We are a saffron podcast, yeah.
But that's not overly saffron for a fragrance that has it in the title.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of like black sugar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like all I'm getting from mm-hmm. it. It's not all I'm getting,
it's but a it's little like smoky black pepper to me.
It's really, it's sweet, it's dark, there is smokiness to it for sure.
Yeah,
I just really like it. It's
that's a good one.
Sweet, but it's not gourmand, you know what I yeah. mean? There's a, like, and I think it reads differently on different people. If I say that one more time in this podcast, I'm gonna jump off a bridge. It's great. I mean, there's obviously saffron, there's grapefruit, leather, violet, raspberry, cashmere, just to name a few, to give you like the idea. And it's like not crazy heavy either.
Mm-mm, pretty light.
It is pretty light
for like a very peppery, spicy scent.
Yeah, but it wears pretty consistently. I would buy a bottle of this, honestly. I really, there's something about it that I like, really like.
I think black saffron is the underdog, low-key dude smell. And I say this because...
That's just giving me whiplash.
Yeah, I know, sorry. This is like the dudes who get it wear black saffron.
Okay.
Let me put it that way. Allie sent me this like video of these two professional football players that football, the European football, like soccer. I forget what team, like Liverpool. I don't fucking know what the team, somewhere in the UK. But there's these two young lads and they have like, I don't know if it's like a YouTube series or like just like an Instagram video thing where they do, where they just like talk about their lives. They're like basically vlogging. And there's like one session she sent me where they were talking about what fragrances they wear.
Oh, funny.
And like, this one guy was like, this is the one by Rito Black Saffron. Like, everyone tells me I smell so good. And like, the guys who get it, get it. And then since then, I've noticed that like all these dudes who are like kind of into fashion, but not super like you wouldn't be able to tell necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like people who are like dudes who are style conscious, but like self-conscious as well.
Yes. If you're a dude, you need to be self-conscious.
Yes, you should.
Question.
But everything. They will like, so I guess like maybe like one hot guy that they look up to, like their version of Emrata, like wore black saffron. That's, so they're like, if this is what hot cool guys wear, I guess I'll wear this.
Yeah.
And then because men are by and large a little unoriginal, they all just like, we're like, this is the one that works.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So I've discovered that with certain people.
I just like, I really like it.
Yeah.
And I'm growing to like it more and more. It's sort of like a raspberry wearing a leather jacket, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. I think because it works for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's strong enough to make a statement, but not strong enough to be like, bleh.
I would actually not hate if it was a little stronger, but that's just me. I also like things can wear clothes. It's fine.
Yeah. But that's a good one.
I know. Can I pee before I do this?
Go I'm pee, so sorry.
Okay. So are we ready to get into it?
We're ready to
go. So around the holidays, we like to do a Q&A. We like to do like a general Q&A about twice a year because they're fun.
And our biannual
AMA. Our bisexual Q&A.
Our bisexual Q&A. Somebody the other day said bisexual.
You guys are in our DMs quite a bit with multiple questions, which we love, but we decided to take it to Maine today.
We're
so
taking it to the air.
To the air. These don't have to be fragrance centric. We will try to answer all the fragrance ones that we can.
There's like a lot.
I know, there's a ton.
Should we start at the bottom or go
to... I screenshotted all of them, so.
Oh, fuck.
What's the first one that you see? Your insurance question?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I do think you were weirded out by this question, but I do think it's a good one. You can answer
it
or not.
It's a good question, but also it's like... It's just not very inspiring, the answer.
Well, it's a good question. Okay, fine, the question is, how does Sable deal with insurance as a freelancer?
/ free being. I love that. Free. I don't have daddy's insurance. I'm not 26 on my Obamacare. Okay, so the answer is absurd because for the longest time, I just wasn't insured. I was just raw dogging life. And then when I left Allure in like 2019... There was a while I was uninsured. Oh, and then I remember this is like maybe such a New York City thing. I think a lot of it does have to do with just like being in New York City and having different resources. But I had a friend who she's one of my friends from like the music community. And I was like, what do you do for health insurance? And she was like, oh, I'm on like a friend's healthcare plan who like he has his own company. He was like a graphic designer or something, and he like LLC'd himself. So like what he did was he formed like some sort of like fake employee thing. So he could give his friends health insurance, which I thought was great.
This is like not the answer I thought we were getting.
No. But I was like, oh, that's so clever. It's like technically his company because he works for himself. But he just took on employees on paper so he could provide health insurance for everybody at like, I guess, like a discounted. I don't know.
Of course, your answer would be fraud.
Yes. It's not fraud, technically.
It's fraud.
But it was like very iffy. It was kind of dodgy. I was like, what? Because she was like, it's my friend's friend. So I was like, okay. And she's like, but you should, like, he's totally, like, it's like a friend of a friend of a friend hookup.
Oh my God.
So she's like, just call this number. And I was like, what? So I called it, and this man with, like, a very thick Jamaican accent, like, it's just
like, what? Say ball.
But it was legit. And it was, like, basically Medicare or Medicaid. The one that's not for old people.
Is that what you have?
Yeah. Like, Medicare?
Medicaid? Oh my God. I did not know that.
Yeah. But that ended.
Thank God.
In, like, 2020 sometime. And then New York State opened up enrollment to Medicaid.
Okay.
Because it was a pandemic. So I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's a pandemic and we don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just going to enroll and see what is available to me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yep, sure. Here you go. It was like, so it was weirdly so. I mean, it's annoying because you have to call people, you have to fill out forms, yeah, and that sucks. But the fact that they were just like, here you go, insurance for everybody. And I was like, what? So I'm still on that.
Great.
Also, learn the resources you have for public health care. In New York City, there's, like, a lot of resources you have if you're uninsured.
Yes.
So look it up.
This is a really good one. And maybe it's more of a me question than a question. I'm moving out of state next year. Any advice on how to start your life over fresh?
Ooh. I've never done that. You've done that.
I have one time in my early 20s and one time 3.5 years ago.
Be a different person. Change your name.
You can
color your hair. Like, just go full incognito.
Okay, or
be the person you wanted to be.
I mean, making friends as an adult is fucking hard.
It is. It requires a lot more effort. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot more, like, vulnerability and, like, nervousness. I would say, like, what did I do? I luckily, when I moved here, had a ton of friends already, like, actual friends. But I went to a lot of, like, Pilates classes and, like, sort of met people there, like, at the gym. Yeah. And, like, I would never say no to any invitation because it was like, you're new here, bitch. You need to meet people. Yeah. Like, you need to, you know, you can't keep calling the same 5 friends. Like, when I was lucky to have, you know, as many friends as I did. But
you can call me.
I know,
but I'm boring.
No, you're not.
I'm like the boring friend. When you want to do something low-key and chill, like, I'm that friend.
All that to say, like, you know, just don't be afraid to, like, go out, go places alone.
Yeah.
Talk to people if you want,
take classes.
Yeah, just, like, figure out what the hell you're into and do them.
Yeah. It's also hard. Like, a couple people, like, once in a blue moon, someone will DM me and be like, hey, we do similar things, and, like, you're cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to, like, meet up for a coffee?
Yeah. I mean, also, yeah, like that. Like, don't be afraid to reach out.
And I've, like, said yes to most of them.
Because no one wants to, like, you know, I think there's, like, a compassion in people, like, receiving that DM and being like, yeah, let's be friends.
Yeah. Sometimes it's great. Because also, like, if it's someone in your same field, too, you're like, we can compare notes.
Yeah.
So.
And also, just when you do that, it's okay to be like, hey, I'm new in town. Like, I would love to, like, grab coffee, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, go shopping and talk to people, you know?
Go, like, shopping and talk to people. Or, like, what I like to do is just post up in a coffee shop and make friends with the baristas.
We know.
Get free pastries.
Should we do this one? I feel like we sort of... The question is, XO inspired, what are your 3 scents that you smell like, parentheses, non-perfume?
How is that XO inspired?
I have no idea.
Okay. B.O. Unwashed hair. It's like, they're not good. Remnants of yesterday's deodorant, probably.
God, okay.
Laundry detergent.
I wear everything non-scented except my fragrance, so I would probably say coffee, probably toothpaste, and honestly, that's probably it. Detergent.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Okay.
I know freelancing is so much about building a network, but how to start?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's also sort of similar to, like, the new in town question.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to, like, reach out
to people.
Yeah.
Not on LinkedIn. Nobody reads
LinkedIn. No.
No.
Just, like,
also, it really depends what, like, I don't know, because, like, I only freelance as a writer, but you can freelance as, like, anything. So every industry is different. But, like, participating in the community that surrounds your industry, I think, is a good way to build a network. Absolutely. Like, supporting your community.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Like, amplifying people.
Yeah.
Sharing other people's work that you like.
Yeah.
People notice that. It means a lot to
completely.
People.
Oh, completely. And absolutely. I think of that with, like, music too. Yeah. Like, in the music community, I didn't fucking know anybody.
Yeah.
I just knew that, like, I wanted to play music, but I didn't know how to play an instrument. So that was also, like, not great. But, like, I would go to shows and talk to people. And when you go to enough shows in the same types of genres of music, you see the same people there. Mm-hmm. So then you're like, oh, I've seen you here before. You've seen me before. Like, we can say, hey. So
also, just, like, don't be afraid to pitch your work or, like, pitch an idea, you know, just, and if it gets turned down, then you at least have a relationship with that editor who will recognize your name.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no right way. Just start.
Yeah. You have to kind of toot your own horn, which for a lot of people is uncomfortable, but you just have to get used to it. Remember, nobody cares.
Kind of, exactly. Yeah. And also, like, if you have an idea and it feels like weird and like unconventional, still do it.
I think you whether it's like do it,
pitching this or doing that, like
the weirder the better.
Honestly,
don't try to emulate shit that other people do. That shit is boring.
That's really good advice.
And it makes you look
and it's been
like
done.
A hack.
It's been done.
And it's been done.
The only person who can do your work is you.
Exactly. Why do I feel like that's like a quote from some? I'm sure it's a quote from somewhere.
Do you have any fragrances in your collection that you're now like, what was I thinking? Yeah, most of them.
a lot of them.
Honestly.
A lot of them. I also like will sometimes collect fragrances not to wear, but to like keep it as like a scent that I just collect.
That's real.
Like a lot of my Lolita Olympica flankers are like that. Yeah. I don't wear them, but I just like having them. Yeah. Whoa, okay.
I love this one.
It's okay.
what's your biggest turn on and turn off?
I have answers for this. My biggest turn on is communication. Be direct, be upfront, and like clear. Even if it's like what you don't want and what you do want.
Especially what you don't want.
Yes. And what your boundaries are, what your availabilities are and unavailabilities. Like that's so hot to me. Just be upfront. I saw someone recently who was like, I'm not looking for a relationship, but this is as much energy as I can give you, but I really like spending time with you, blah, blah, blah. He's like, but here's my boundaries. And I was like, that's so hot that you just like said that up front. Mm-hmm. And I feel so much safer that I don't have to be like, where's this going?
Yeah. And fucking like, you don't have to like decode anything.
Exactly. Like that's so hot to me. So that's that. Turn off. Ooh, people who don't get it. I know that's such a vague thing to say, but get like it. People who don't get it.
Sure.
And by which I mean, they're not self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
They're
God, completely.
Yeah, people who are unself-aware, can't read a room.
Ugh.
People with as we were saying before, too much main character syndrome. Mm-hmm. There's a Korean word for basically being able to read the room, nunchi. It's kind of just like reading, you know, like reading a room, and like if you can tell someone's uncomfortable, you'll like pivot to not make them more uncomfortable.
It's like intuition.
Yes. It's a form of socialized intuition, basically. But like, I don't know. I've been meeting a lot of people who don't got the nunchi. And I'm that's very unattractive to me.
I think my biggest turn on is the same as yours. It's communication and just like being upfront and not playing games.
Yeah.
Also like a sense of humor, being able to laugh at yourself.
God, yes. You know yes. what I mean? Being able to just take the piss out of yourself is so fucking great to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. And my biggest turn off is being rude to the waitstaff.
Ooh, yeah.
And like having anything to prove.
Ooh, yes. People who are, I call them curators because I've dated a couple of them and I was like, oh, these patterns are the same. Mm. And they're people who curate their entire lifestyle and personality based on their tastes of what they think is good and elevated. Mm. And to a certain degree, I am like aware that it's like, oh, you're curating me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think having a girlfriend who does this and who looks like this is cool. Yeah. And then as soon as I show you a side of my personality that doesn't fit with that, you're like, ugh,
yep.
This doesn't align with my manifested lifestyle.
Well, and it's like, I try to like be with that one specifically a little, I try to watch that one really closely because it's like, I have to remind myself that it's like, okay to want different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when those things like start to define you in weird ways that you put too much weight on, I'm like, ooh.
When people like sub in their cultural tastes as a personality, I'm like, no, that's not it, man.
Yeah.
And like, I love trash, so I'm like, I'm never gonna align with your criteria. I don't give a shit about your Criterion collection.
Well, and it's also just like being able, even if they don't like the same sort of trash, like being able to like appreciate it and have a sense of humor about it.
Totally. Also, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't want to be with someone who likes the same shit as me or does the same shit as me.
No, I suck.
No. But it's like, I want to learn something. Like, show me a different part of the world. Like, I already know this shit.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
Yeah. What inspires you?
Wait, what?
What inspires you?
What inspires me?
Can I talk through this one first?
Yeah,
because I was thinking about this in the shower today.
Okay.
And I think that's the third time I've said that. And like, surprise.
How long is this shower?
I took a 5-hour shower today.
It was cold by the end of it.
I like, what inspires me? I always have I feel like everything that inspires me is like very abstract. Mm. The older I get, the more like sensitive I am to color.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm very like emotionally reactive to color itself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what I try to bring in to my life, whether it's like in a makeup look or in like my home, it's just very inspired by like color, shape, and texture. And I know that's like the most vague answer, but like a lot of what I put on my face is because I saw something out in the world,
yeah.
whether if it was like graffiti or a bug or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just like, I often find myself trying to like emulate beauty in its most natural form. You know what I mean?
Cool.
I don't know. It's weird.
I like it.
Also, I don't know if this makes any goddamn sense, but I'm often looking at like the bigger picture of whatever I'm trying to do in a way of like storytelling. I sound like an insane person right now, but like whole narratives.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I live in a fully cloud themed apartment.
You do.
And
that's true.
A lot of what I wear is like, I look yeah. like a marshmallow, yep. like
a walking athleisure marshmallow.
Yeah. And it's, I'm never like looking at what, like one thing I am trying to like tell one bigger story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So but you have a very cohesive aesthetic.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Thank you. When it comes to people, it's like, I try not to like align myself or my career with any one person, but Arabelle Sicardi has sort of always been like my North Star. And I don't do what they do and I never mm-hmm. will, but like realizing that you can sort of like ask questions and, you know, be provocative in ways that make people think and not be beholden to anyone, be it an editor or a brand, has always been really inspiring. You inspire me a lot, genuinely. Aww. I've been trying to push myself to be like more openly creative, and I think you are like a big part of that, so thanks. And also like LOL, like my parents, because they're both like LOL. I know they both like do a lot with their hands, like building mm-hmm. I just like I know
they're
that
makers.
I can, yeah exactly. And like I think you can see that a lot in like me too, because whether it's like building something or like making dinner mm-hmm. or creating something, it's like I know that I don't have to outsource everything in my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That said, I will hire a task rabbit to hang a photo.
But there are some things that you have to know your limits. You're like what you're good at and what you're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's me. I don't know if any of that made any sense.
No, that made a fuck ton of sense. Yeah. And like, as you were talking, I was like, actually, I do know what inspires me. And that's like conversations with friends, mm-hmm. not the Sally Rooney novel, but like all the time that I spend with my closest friends.
Yes.
Is like are always the conversations and discussions that inspire me, because like we get into it mm-hmm. and maybe that's just because we've known each other for ages, or just we're all in different parts of our lives where we're so much more expansive mm-hmm. but like every time I hang out with one of my close friends and then we like talk about our lives and what we're doing, and like it's just like a dialogue, I come away with it feeling so much more energized. And like, as someone who is like, I'm an introvert, I will always make time for my friends. Mm-hmm. And like, I love an excuse to just like hop out of the house mm-hmm. for like a little tete-a-tete, because I know that I'm going to feel so much better afterwards. And I was thinking, I went to a friend's company holiday party with her this week.
Oh, yeah.
And like, she lives like pretty close to me. I walked to her apartment and then we took an Uber to wherever the party was, somewhere in Manhattan. And we were like talking in the car. And like, she's telling me about like all this crazy shit she's doing and like creatively, like mm-hmm. she's leaving her job soon or she's like on the way out. And then she's like, I want to do this. I want to do more film work. I want to do creative projects. I'm like writing a script. I'm like doing all these philanthropic things. And I'm like, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because like we're in the Uber and we were like both getting so heated and so like, that's so great. We were just like holding hands the whole time.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, this driver is getting such an earful. But it was just like so nice.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like, these are the things I want to nurture that mm-hmm. make me feel like there's hope for the future.
Yeah.
And like, and I think about this too, because I'm in my like mid now getting almost like mid to late 30s, where I know I don't want children. I'm not in a rush to get married at all. Mm-hmm. And like, what's going to happen when I'm like 60? Because like normally it's like you would have your children to take care of you or your spouse. And if you don't invest in your communities or you don't like nurture these relationships now, like you're going to be alone when you're older. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a distinct possibility. Like I may never get married, or like I may just like have relationships that end and then new relationships, like no like one life partner.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need to have a strong community. Like a friendship.
That's real and that's so smart.
Yeah. Like, and you have to do it now. Like, you can't wait until you're 60 and you're like, so we're all divorced now. And I guess we'll do friendship.
And it takes work too.
It does take work.
You know?
Yeah.
Because like, we're all busy.
Oh, of course.
We're all tired.
But that's like never, that's like the work I love doing.
Yeah,
is exactly. Is like taking care of my friends.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I will never hesitate with that. Mm-hmm. That's like completely worthwhile to me. that's not like, ugh, like someone so needs it. Like, I never think that. I'm just like, oh, wow, I'm so glad they came to me with this.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Even if it's just like, hey.
Yeah. Wanna hang out? Like, if you have a dumb question, like, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah. Like, some friends will double text you, like, I have like a question. I'm like, okay. And they're like, I'm really sorry, no, you're busy. I'm like, I'm not, but like, I'm like, thank you for being mindful of my time, but also just like, it's literally a question you're texting at me, like, right. This is totally doable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
it's cool.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
What's a favorite gift you ever gave? I'm really bad at giving gifts.
Ooh. What is a favorite gift? That's a good question.
I know. I know mine.
Okay. I've balled out for some people in the past. I remember one time for an ex-boyfriend's 30th birthday, I like bankrolled a trip to Miami.
That's sick.
Which was pretty sick.
Yeah.
It was big daddy energy of me.
For sure.
But I want to say, I don't know. And then I found somebody else, like this exact replica of like a vintage jacket that they had eyed.
Nice.
And I like researched it for months beforehand.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's a better answer once I remember it, but
yeah,
those are all just material things.
Mine is also material. It's this ring that I got from me and my mom probably like 8 years ago at this point. It had just come out. It's a Tiffany T ring back when they still did them in silver and like both of our names start with T. And it was like the first time I had like any semblance of disposable income. And I mean, like, it was not cheap, but it was also not like the worst. And just, I don't think it was for any sort of occasion. I just like wanted us both to have it. And we still wear both of them.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so I was like, cute. Oh, that was nice. Yeah. Cool. I'm horrible at giving gifts. What's the best gift you've ever received?
My tushy bidet.
Word.
From an ex-boyfriend that I definitely overthought for too long.
That's so funny. God.
It was a housewarming gift, technically.
Oh, nice.
But also, I was like, who gives your girlfriend a bidet?
That's a choice.
But also, like, I love it.
So. Yeah. True. Mine, last Christmas, my mom had a diamond reset from a piece of jewelry into a stud for my ear. And I love, love, love that. I'm not wearing it right now like an ungrateful bitch, but I want to put it back in because I like love this opal heart with the diamond that I'm wearing right now, but the post is too long, so it always flips and looks like an ass.
Oh, wait, I know the one. I know the one.
Yeah. But I love, it's just like a diamond, whatever. Also, this is really, I think, the most like sentimental gift. I was dating this idiot. Sorry, pardon me. I was dating this man who was very lovely, actually, through the pandemic. And right when the pandemic hit, there was no cooking spray to be found anywhere in New York. Even on
cooking spray. Interesting. Like, Pam.
Right.
Yeah.
And I get my groceries delivered and they didn't have it. I couldn't get it on Amazon. I couldn't get fucking anywhere. And it was like the end of the world, but like, I cook a lot.
Yeah.
And I was bitching about it. And then like, I don't know where he fucking found this, but he got me two bottles of cooking spray. And I was like, you know what? Like, you really got me with that one.
Yeah.
So that was a really, really good gift.
He was listening. Alexa.
Exactly.
Ooh, what's your fave compliment?
I really appreciate when people compliment my writing or this podcast. Mm. Like anything work that I really care about.
Same.
And resonates with someone, that means a lot. I also really love you have really good skin.
Ooh.
When I hear that.
Okay.
Because that is between me and God.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I am lucky to have pretty balanced, non-reactive skin, and it's pretty chill. But you know what? That is by the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
I appreciate that one.
You're set up well.
Mm-hmm.
I like when people say that I'm funny and clever. I also like when people say that I'm hot.
Well.
But like, if I had to put them in a hierarchy, I would say funny, clever, then hot.
All good things. This is a good one. Advice for a struggling writer who just lost their main source of income.
Damn, sorry to hear it.
So I thought about this one a little bit, and this is another one where I would like love a follow-up question, but this is not the game that we're playing right now. I don't know if writing was their main source of income or not.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And I'm like, what type of writing? Like copywriting?
Yeah, right.
Like, what is it?
So I guess I would say, in my experience, that I've been writing for like 11 years now. I think it's important to flag that like we've both had really like
long,
I don't want to say like high profile, but like very consumer facing writing
careers. We've had long, consistent careers.
Yeah, that are pretty visible.
Yeah.
But I think it's also important to flag that they haven't been lucrative this entire time.
No.
You know what I mean? Like visibility does not include being lucrative.
Yeah.
And writing was not paying my bills until I got contracted with LVMH in like 2016. And by then it'd been 5 years.
writing was always something I loved to do and something that I thought I could probably make into a career. But I had to rely on other things, other side jobs. I was bartending. Mm-hmm. So I would say keep writing.
Yeah.
I would say maybe look at your skill set if writing wasn't the only thing that you were doing. And
also, writing is very flexible in many ways.
And like, I think that a lot of writers look at writing to define them, and it doesn't have to.
It shouldn't.
You know? So what else are you good at? Like, what else can you do? Keep writing on the side.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, writing a lot of times like doesn't pay off and doesn't pay well. And like, you can still get a salaried writing job and still be scraping.
I feel like writers get paid the least.
So
usually on a staff.
Yeah. So that's my advice. Just look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And good luck to you.
And
you'll be fine.
Luck. You will be fine.
Sybil, what is your wake up routine?
Oh, fuck.
This is to us, but I think yours is going to be funnier than mine.
Jesus Christ.
What's your wake up routine? Blaring alarm, sunrise lamp, just automatically set up and go.
Oh, no, girl. Okay. So I have blackout curtains, mind you.
Okay.
And I'm extremely light sensitive. So
me too.
Even the little light that creeps on the edges of the black light curtains will wake me up.
Oh my God. I've become my father. I'm so sensitive to light.
And also my bedroom windows are like northeast facing, so the sun just goes directly into it.
Yeah.
Like, it looks insane because I have cellular blinds that are blackout, and then I have a blackout curtain and then another velvet curtain over it. It looks insane.
And then like a safe door.
Yeah, it's insane. But I have like the auto set alarm for like 9:30 if I don't have anything going on because I normally go to bed at like between like midnight and 1. That's like usually when I go to bed.
You're sleeping for close to 10 hours every night.
Dude, you need to sleep. It's important.
I'm aware.
It's how your brain washes itself. You need proper sleep so your brain can like filter out all the garbage.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of garbage in there.
Yeah.
But I usually wake up before my alarm because the dog upstairs is like...
It's a bull.
I don't know what it is. I think it's like a huge pit bull. But
I meant to tell you, I saw it last week.
Yeah.
It's so gray. Cute. It's enormous. It's so cute.
It's a unit.
That I wanted to like massive. Ride it up the stairs.
Yeah. He's friendly, but like, he's just like bulldozes through everything.
He's a Volkswagen.
Yeah. When dogs like don't know their stature and they just kind of amble around and like, yeah. So a lot of times in the morning, I'll wake up to like the sounds of the dog's nails right above my head because he has to fucking play right there. Mm-hmm. I've thought about like, should I tell them? Then I was like, what are you gonna say? Like, don't make your dog walk around. What do you say?
You buy it slippers.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll wake up a lot earlier than my alarm, unfortunately. But I also unfortunately will look at my phone for like an hour before I actually get out of bed. Just like look at all the apps, look at all the notifications, and then eventually I'll be like, Sable, you need to get the fuck out of bed, you piece of shit.
It's 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's like 11:30. I'm like, get the fuck out of bed, you piece of shit. And then I'll open the curtains. I'll go to the bathroom, wash my face, brush my teeth. I had a really good stint where I would do yoga and Pilates like immediately after that for like 20, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Some weeks I fall off of it because I just don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do like coffee and breakfast after that. And like at that time, it's like 10:30, 11 something, depending on. Okay. If I open TikTok in that period where I'm looking at my phone in bed, it's fucking over for me.
Yeah.
It will be noon. They'll be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a very productive. It's a very slow morning.
So I'm usually in the office between 9 and 10.
No.
I live very close to my office, so that is a godsend. For now, we're fucking moving. I never get enough sleep. Also, I want to say that I know this routine is unhealthy, so like, don't come at me. My alarm usually goes off at like 7:15. I will hit snooze a couple times. I'll get up. I will have a coffee in bed and like clear my email, check my text, fuck around on social like an idiot. I know I'm not supposed to do that. I will.
Who cares?
I know. I pop out of bed, shower, do my skincare, do my makeup, and then I feel like I'm scrambling more often than not, and I don't like that. I would like to set aside more time to like have a morning, but that's not my story right now.
People who fucking journal and shit, like,
please. I know what I'm thinking.
I know my thoughts.
I will sometimes go to a spin class before work.
Whoa.
Or
that's intense.
Something like that. Yeah, I really like doing that, which, and I will wake up for that. If I have to wake up at 6 or 6:30 to get to that, that's fine. But I often work out during my work day, which is a very nice look.
That is kind of cool that so, you can do that.
Yeah, so I don't have to do that. So that's mine. Mine is, long story short, it's a little too much of a scramble, and I should be an adult and figure that out.
I don't think adults have it figured out.
I like that.
Yeah. True. What's an adult? What's an anymore? Adult? Abolish adults.
Should we answer this? Perfume that smells like a fresh romp.
So subjective.
I know.
So subjective. I was going to say Acro Night because it's meant to smell like sex.
To me, and I've said this before, but mine is Philosophy Fresh Cream just because it smells so much like a body.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Advice on meeting people outside of dating apps. Ooh. You're looking at me. You're like, take it away. I have met people at shows, at cafes, like any public space. I've met a few people on the subway, actually.
You love a subway meet cute. I love a
subway meet cute.
Well, I think it's just like meeting people anywhere.
Yeah. Literally. Just, and I get it. It's like, what do? You go up to them, you talk to them? I don't know. It's really, I don't know. I feel like when you're at like, at night, at a bar, at a restaurant, there's more of like a social energy where it feels like you're allowed to talk to people. So that helps. Or like at shows, where I would go to shows, because you're like, everyone's focusing on like the event that's happening. Yeah. So you could like talk to people there. I actually haven't met that many people at cafes. Mostly it's just me talking to the staff. You can't date the staff.
We know why.
Yeah.
I think like approaching someone with like friendly energy versus flirty energy first.
Absolutely.
Like you said, read the room first.
Yep.
And then figure out if it's a moment.
Yeah, like, don't, because you might talk to them and you'd be like, and like immediately be like, shouldn't have done
it that. Could be a no for you as much as it is for them. So exactly. Like, you know, it's an exchange. But I have met people organically as well.
Yes.
And yeah, I just think it's like, don't, when you approach someone with an agenda, that's immediately unattractive.
It puts everybody on guard.
But also, if like someone's into you and you're being friendly, you'll know right away.
That's the thing. And like,
unless you're me.
There's like, I mean, okay, like as a straight woman, you know when someone's checking you out.
Yes.
Kind of like, if like you kind of know. And you, if you're into it, you can return the eye contact. And that's just like, oh, okay, I see you checking me out. And I shall too, as well, check you out. And then once you like kind of exchange eye contact for a bit, you can just be like, hey. Also, and I've done this before mistakenly and then intentionally because it worked so well when I did it mistakenly. I remember I was going to meet.
Was this when you like threw a pen at Pierce Brosnan or whatever?
No, but I would do that again. Throw a pen at them. It's like a very light projectile. You probably won't get sued. Just kidding.
I interrupted you.
This one time, it was like years ago, I was meeting an Instagram friend, I guess. Like, it was a guy, but like, it wasn't like sexy. It was just like...
It was Harry Hill.
No. an Instagram friend at a bar/venue. And I got there early and I saw this other guy at the bar that looked, to be fair, a lot alike this dude. And since we had never met in person before, I was, you know, like, there's that disassociation where you're like, I don't really know what you look like in person as well.
Oh god. Oh no.
So he the way at the I would bar, drop
dead.
He turned around and looked at me, and then I looked at him because I thought it was the friend that I was meeting. So I guess I kind of had like a look of recognition on my face. And I guess he liked what he saw because he like didn't break eye contact. And then because he didn't break eye contact, I thought that was the guy. That's so funny. And then I just like put my hand up and waved like, hey. And then he was like, hey. And then I just went and sat next to him at the bar and started talking to him as if it was the other person. And he was just like, this is great. This like cute girl just came up and talked to me as a person.
We'll cut it out. But who did you think you were meeting?
No, it was like an Instagram friend.
But like a boy?
Yeah, it was a boy.
Was it a date?
No, it wasn't a date.
Who was the boy?
I don't remember anymore. Oh, this was a couple years ago.
God.
We just were like mutual follows and we had like a bunch of mutual friends. And then he was like, hey, I'm in town. Like, I'm seeing a friend's band at this venue. Like, if you want to come hang. And I was like, sure. So I was like talking to this one dude. And then suddenly he was just like, oh, by the way, like my name is so-and-so. And then I was like, and then I was like, oh no. But I was too embarrassed to be like, you're not the guy.
That's amazing.
I did eventually like fess up because I was like, oh, you think this is going somewhere. And he was really cute, to be fair.
Did you hang out with him again?
No.
You should have.
I don't know. I think I was so embarrassed that I like just fumbled. And then he said he was a fashion photographer, and that's like kind of on my red list.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely not. But I was just like, hey, it was like really, oh, and he had two first names, which is also on my red list. It's like, it's like James, Jeremy, or Jared, I don't know. Alliteration and two first names. I was like, pick you're one. Not a real person. But then I was like, hey, I'm here to meet a friend. And I think he's right over there at the bar, which he was at that point. So it's like, it was really nice to talk to you, though.
Oh.
And then I just like made a, like a polite exit like that. And then I think he was just like, wait, what just happened?
That's so funny.
But ever since then, I was like, wait, you can just say hi to people and talk to them. And they won't know like that you don't know them. So that's another way to meet people.
That is. Wait, can I give one piece of advice? And it's very obvious.
Yeah.
And the story makes me sound like a psycho, but something weird just happened to me recently.
I like it.
I was at this event. Mm-hmm. It was a, I mean, not say too much and blow up my own spot here, but I was at an event, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to this older gentleman, and he was trying to give us a guest for this podcast. And okay. I was into it. I was into this. I was like, this guest sounds great. But like, and I was in a suit, wasn't wearing a tie.
Okay.
But I had my like first button unbuttoned, but I wasn't like showing tit. Like you could see like this. You could,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah. You could see that you have
my,
a chest.
Yeah, like an inch of my chest. I was at a professional thing. I wasn't like, you know, oh my God. And I guess I had like a little inch of like chest hair showing. Like you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And the way he kept looking down.
Ew.
Just
at your titties.
Directly at my chest. And the way that I'm getting insecure about looking at your beautiful necklace right now.
Yeah.
This is how he was talking to me the entire time.
Oh, I don't like it.
And he was like, you know, two feet from me, whatever. And to the point where I want to be like, bro, my eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, weird. Is this what it feels like for girls all the time?
I think so.
Oh, so look them in the eye when you speak to them, please. Luckily, even if you want to fuck them, you'll get there.
Luckily, I don't have titties, so.
Well, neither do I.
Nice try.
Favorite comfort scent.
Oh, do you not want to do?
Oh, wait.
Tips for making a good first impression, professional or casual.
Wait, isn't that what we just did?
We did advice on meeting people outside of dating apps.
Oh,
look. Did they kind of go in the same way?
I think we've answered the question.
Okay.
Look them in the eye, reach out.
Be polite. Yeah, make eye contact, have a strong handshake.
I think like
be interested and engaged.
Also just like be genuine.
Be genuine.
People, it's not hard to sniff out bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, you're cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. God.
Sure. Just be yourself. Classic.
Favorite comfort scent.
Iris.
You know what mine has been?
What?
And I've said this a lot this year.
What?
When I really need to be like, I don't know, comforted in a way. Love, don't be shy, which is so random because it's like random. Such a thing. Yeah. But like every time I wanted something really sweet and comforting, I've reached for that. And it's always been really satisfactory.
Hmm.
Sorry, it's a flop answer, but it's my genuine answer.
I thought they meant like scent in general.
Oh, well, that's my general scent.
Okay.
What do you do to relax? I don't.
I'm a little too relaxed all the time.
Yeah.
I could do with a little fire.
Honestly,
under my arse.
I really like to work. Like
you love to work.
I like my freelance shit is really fulfilling to me.
Yeah.
And that is sort of how like I get myself together.
Yeah.
But it feels creative to me. So maybe my better answer is like I find a creative project.
Yeah.
Whether or not I'm getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I also
creativity,
love
creativity.
Yeah, I also love to go on long walks. I love New York City.
I love a walk.
Slay.
But my problem is that then I get tired after the walk, so I'm useless.
Okay.
Because in my head, I was like, oh, if you're like not thinking well, or like, you know, if like the energy and thoughts aren't coming, like just take a walk and then get inspired. And then I'm like, good, it'll get the juices flowing. And then it's like, no, it just made you tired and sluggier.
On that same tip, actually, and I'm sorry that all my answers suck, but working out, I really love to work out no matter what it is. If it's lifting, I'm a big Pilates fan. I do bar, I do spin. I work out because if I don't, I get nuts. Like I feel it in my head. It truly
I wish I felt that.
Truly, working out for me is more of a mental thing than it is physical.
Yeah. And a lot of people say that. And if I reaped any mental benefits from working out, I would. But the problem is that anytime I work out, I just feel tired and exhausted and like very out of shape.
Yeah. I know it sounds like bullshit when I say that, but it is fully
true. Most people I know say they feel better after a run or after work, which is why they do it and which is why they're compelled to do it. See, I'm not compelled to do it because like I don't feel better.
Yeah.
I just feel worse.
Yeah.
And I'm not any hotter. So it's like, what is this? What is the point of this? And like health. Like, fine.
I also like to cook.
You do like to cook.
If I'm cooking and meal prepping lunch for the week at the same like doing two things at once, I want to actually kill myself.
Yeah.
But if it's just making dinner, I love it.
Mm. Doing something with my hands makes me relax.
Yeah,
like same. I did painting during the pandemic when it was like extreme lockdown mode. Yeah. I just bought some acrylic paints off Amazon or some painting shit.
With blush.
Yeah, I could do that. I guess I have enough of it. But I would make like these stupid little blobby paintings, and I was like, "This is stupid," but I'm having so much fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, just like making something with your hands, I think is super relaxing to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, agree.
Putting together IKEA furniture. Love it.
I do too.
Nothing makes me feel more accomplished than like assembling a piece of IKEA furniture.
Totally.
Hobbies.
Opinion.
Having hobbies.
Opinions on Riddle Oil. I don't know what it is.
What is
I don't
that?
Care to.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, moving on. Okay.
If you were in a coma, sorry, this is dark. What smell would bring you back to consciousness?
Coffee.
Really? I scientifically, I don't even know. I have no idea.
What's your favorite gender neutral fragrance? Not to be a contrarian, but
they're all gender neutral.
They're all gender neutral. I'm sorry.
Unless you mean gender neutral TM, like commercially labeled as gender neutral.
They probably do, but like that's essentially all of them.
All of them. Point. That's yeah. My favorite gender neutral.
Just wear what you like.
Yeah. I don't know what that.
All right, don't.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell your alcohol story?
Oh my fucking God.
You're allergic.
Yeah. Sable, what's the alcohol story? Are you allergic to it? How did you find out? It's not a story. I am allergic to it, and I found out by drinking.
Can we stop talking about boys? No.
No.
Favorite Sanrio character?
Bats Maru.
Kind of all of it. I mean, Hello Kitty.
You love Hello Kitty.
I love Hello Kitty.
I fucking love Bats Maru. It's my spirit
animal. Actually, though, like, this tracks.
Yeah.
For us.
He's like, also, oh, actually, going back to the question about the best gift you ever fucking gave to someone who didn't deserve it, JK. But actually, though, I was dating this dude, like, this was like 7 years ago at this point. It was like 2013. Dating a dude, musician, that's how we met, through music. And there were these limited edition Fender Sanrio Squires.
What's a Squire?
A Squire, it's kind of like a, it's like a flanker of a Fender.
Of what?
It's like the best way I can think of it. Like Squire, it's almost like the cheaper version of a Fender style guitar.
Oh, so it's a guitar.
Yeah, it's okay, a guitar. It. They do basses as well and instruments. But like the Squire is like the cheaper version for some reason.
Okay.
It's like, I like to call it like the flanker of a Fender. But so there were these Fender Squire Sanrio collabs.
That's
and they did
sick.
They did a Hello Kitty Strat guitar.
Stop it.
And a Bats Maru Bronco bass.
Okay.
And they were for children. They were literally for children. to get children into music, which I think is precious.
Yeah.
And because they were limited edition and out of print, out of manufacture, like they weren't being made anymore. They were like really expensive collector's items on eBay. But this dude lived in Seattle. So like I just found a local seller in Seattle who didn't know what she had. And she sold them very reasonably priced. And then I gave him those as a gift for his birthday.
Oh my God.
I think he sold, we broke up years later and then he like sold them, which is fair. It's fine. Yep. Like when you give someone a gift, it's theirs to do whatever they want.
Yep.
And we had like broken up long before then. But I weirdly remember seeing like the Bats Maru bass on Craigslist and the way the ad was written, I'm like, I know it's that motherfucker.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But I was like, I wish I had that Bats Maru bass now. Like,
that's so
damn.
Funny. Right. The same guy who got me the cooking spray callback was for my birthday 1 year. He got me these cupcakes and I don't know where he got them from, but when he called, he was like, can you put the Hello Kitty bow on them? So they were like white frosting and I picture them and it was like a fondant bow.
Yeah.
It was a fondant, but it was like a structured, sculpted pink bow. It's really fucking cool.
That's
and cute.
Very thoughtful.
Really good. Yeah. He was good at giving gifts. Not much else, but
you know, everybody's, God doesn't give with both hands.
That's true. I think this one is for me, Sable.
Yeah, I think it is.
Are you on Grindr? I am not currently on Grindr.
What if somebody saw you on Grindr and like you're being, someone's like catfishing
I mean,
you?
If someone's going to catfish, they're not going to use my photos, girl.
You never know.
No.
I like matched with an actor, not like super famous, but like famous enough on like an app.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chatting and I was like, ooh, I wonder if we'll meet up. And then in my head, I was like, what if this is a catfish?
Oh.
Like, why would this person be on this app?
Yeah.
Like, unless it wasn't Raya. So it's like, there's no reason this person would be on this app. So I was like, hmm.
That's funny. Yeah. No,
You never met up, but
I am. I dabble in Grindr when I am single.
Yeah,
but I am not on Grindr at the moment. This was actually really funny. Ugliest perfume bottle ever. That's a great question.
Yeah. What immediately came to mind was the Billie Eilish bottle.
Oh my god.
It just like doesn't make sense to like even as like in your hand to spray it. Like it's awkward.
I will say it's really hard to get the top and off that, in a way, and it's like too heavy to put that much work into it. Because I always feel like I'm going to throw it. Yeah. I thought you were going to say Carolina Herrera.
Oh my god! Yeah, actually, I changed my answer to that.
I like that bottle though. You hate it.
I think it's. It looks like a toy.
I think mine. And I think this is like the best.
But that bottle has like won awards.
Yeah. Whatever. Mine is, I think, is like the best and the worst bottle. Yeah. Is the original and then all the flankers of the Nicki Minaj perfumes that looks just scary as shit.
Yeah.
It's just a bust of her with the pink wig, but it's
creepy.
It's because it's like you can tell it's her, of course, but it's nondescript enough that it looks like this like Illuminati like statue.
Yeah.
But it's also like really funny and stupid. So it's like...
Yeah, it's weird and like kind of kitschy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the perfume bottles that look like sculptures of people are weird. Like the Kim Kardashian one that was like her body.
Yeah.
Which I guess is like also a rip on like the Jean-Paul Gaultier bottles.
True.
But like something about those fragrances also like they become like culty popular in their own way.
People loved body.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I don't remember the smell of it, it's honestly.
Just people love florals.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
It's an easy sell.
Yeah.
But the body-shaped bottles weirdly go off, but I think they're so silly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and maybe that's part of it. It's like a little bit tacky, but like indulgent. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Scent for a nerdy baddie.
This is our last one.
A natty.
I also think it's subjective. I'm sorry.
Also subjective.
I mean, because it's so obvious, commodity book.
Yeah, that's also what I thought.
But like, again, I've said it before, like that scent will sell on name alone, which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I think that's a great one.
Nerdy baddie.
Any of the imaginary authors' perfumes? Because they're all about like literally imaginary authors and but they're all own storylines. I think that's a really fun like universe to get into. And they're all really fucking good.
All of those like witchy perfumes that are like the Harmonist or like Viral.
Oh my god, I love the Harmonist.
Yeah, all the ones that have those like weird kind of metaphysical marketing properties.
Or Floreku.
Floreku. Oh my gosh, yeah, Floreku. Mm-hmm. Definitely Floreku. They're just gorgeous scents in cool bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like so esoteric, it's unnecessary, but I love it. That is that.
Did I think this is a really strong group of questions. Thank you for everyone who submitted.
That's that.
I love our Q&As.
I love our Q&As because also a lot of times I just like can't be fucked to dive into our DMs.
Yeah.
Having two Instagram accounts is stressful because I don't get notifications for that account.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God. I don't want them. So a lot of times we will miss DMs a lot. So this is a good opportunity.
Yes.
For all the queries.
We have some really exciting guests coming up. I forget...
I forget them all. Well,
one of them just rescheduled and is stressing me out. But yeah we will have more guests for you soon. But
until then, you're stuck with us.
But that's how you guys like it. So until then, you can follow us on smellyoulater.mp3 on Instagram. You can hit our website at smellyoulater.live to leave us a voice message or shop our cute merch or say hey.
Yeah.
You can hit me at Tynan Buck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until then, we will smell you later.